Oh, good morning. 7:08 a.m. This is Wednesday, August the 5th, 2026. Mostly cloudy. I would even say overcast morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Just past the coach. He was quite loquacious this morning. Yeah, it's like 55 degrees. There's no sun. It is cold and damp. I'm wearing my hoodie, and it was not quite enough early on, although I've worked up a bit of a head of steam here. So I'm not shivering anymore. One extreme to the other. Mostly because I'm in my dotage, I'm pretty temperature variance intolerant. So yesterday I managed to stay in the green all day. My glucose is well down. I hope it's down far enough and my next A1C reading will be in bounds. The cost, oh jeez, the price of decent glucose is bread. Well, bread, ice cream, anything that has an extra carb in it, I've cut. Some is unavoidable. I do have to have a little bit of potato in my beef stew, but I can also make it. And I plan to make the next batch with hulled barley. And I think I like that even better. And yeah, there's carbs in barley, but there's carbs in pretty much everything. Still reading, Wandering In, volume 1921. It's, I think it's better than the last one, actually. Not that the last one was bad. It just seems to me I had trouble getting into that one. This one, not so much. Just invited me in and gave me a seat, served up the story, kept going. So yeah, I like it. It's coming along good. Spent some time with Roger. Actually, quite a bit of time with Roger yesterday. It's still going slow. I think I posted this in my monthly update. I feel like a toddler trying to find my way, trying to find my balance, trying to walk. And I suppose in a lot of ways I am. I'm not the same writer. Not the same person. Which means I'm not the same writer delivery truck already. Some kids out jumping on a trampoline. I feel like it's just poking along this morning, just barely moving. I woke up early, 4:45, which is not all that early in the grand scheme of things. It's pretty close to my all-time normal wake-up call before I started sleeping until 6 o'clock on a regular basis and getting 8+ hours sleep instead of 6+. Still got 7, just within my comfort zone. But it was one of the recurring nightmares. The setting changed, but I got out after work. I stayed late working on something. I don't know what it was. And when I came out, my car was gone. It had been towed. And nobody seemed to know where or why or how. Other than it had been allegedly in a no parking zone, the same slot that it had been in for years, and now was suddenly illegal and towed. And the subsequent scrambling in my mind, trying to find a way home, trying to find the vehicle. Until finally I jerked awake and thought it was too early to get up, but it was really 5 o'clock or nearly, and so I called it a night. Good morning. She's stepping right along with a little dog. So yeah, this is one that, along with the lost my ID at the airport, two recurring nightmares. I'm sure they mean something. Fear of losing my identity. Fear of losing my ability to travel around to get through the day. I haven't had it for a long time. And then recently I've had that car one a couple times in the last couple months. It even spikes my heart rate. It spikes my heart rate. I'd looked at my my heart rate graph, and yeah. Just before I woke up, that long flat line of sleep bumped up almost instantly to 90 and 100. So, yeah, it's not all in my head. It's in my blood too. It's air quality alert day today. Has been all week, which is probably why my heart rate has been elevated for the walk. Seriously, my shoe is coming untied. Seems like. Wasn't really. Just loosened up a bit. Standing up too fast is almost always a roller coaster ride these days. Probably because I don't do it that much anymore. Try to avoid circumstances where I have to get up, which is probably the exact wrong approach to somebody of my vintage. Where should I fall? I need the ability to drag myself upright again. Kind of want to get ready. Stay with me. One point. I don't have to worry about sun this morning. Heading eastward here, it's actually got, I got wind in my face. And it's a cold, wet wind. Well, I started to make an omelet this morning, but it turned into more of a frittata. I couldn't fold it. I had too much pepper and onion in it. I apparently got a little carried away in my prep last night. Threw a ton of veggies into the pan this morning. When I added the two eggs, it was like, yeah, and where are the rest of the eggs? Because it was way too much vegetable material. Put a little cheese on it, called it good. A little salsa too, that was delicious. Can have cheese, I just can't have very much. Luckily for flavoring an omelet, it doesn't take very much. Suppose tomorrow I should have oatmeal again. I'm getting fresh eggs today, though, so bonus. The cheering section this morning. It's okay, boys. You scared me off. I'm leaving. No Man's Sky. I've got the freighter pretty well decked out. We still have a couple of slots to fill. I'm looking for an experimental. Multi-tool. A couple of Sentinels. One of them I've boosted up to S class. I got an Atlantean from it was a good one. From a monument, Korvac Memorial. When I finally realized what that little purple sponge was. And so I've been sort of farming. Curious deposits of runaway mold for the nanite clusters. It takes a lot of nanite clusters to boost it up. But I got one multi-tool that's for scanning and mining. I've got one that's for no, that's not right. I've got one that's for scanning. And has a hell of a scan range. So I can scan things for at a very long distance. And since it has all the bonuses on it, each of those scans is at least five figures, if not six. So I can stand in one place and just on a new planet and just scan stuff and make a couple million units. But the real money maker is finding Sentinel interceptors and turning them in for scrap. I finally built my suitcase. I said I was going to, and I did it in the other game. I had a hauler that just had a lot of empty slots. And I can summon the hauler wherever I need it. So when my slots get full, my inventory gets full, I summon this hauler and then unload into it. And then summon my normal ship back, and we off we go. That works pretty well. I should set it up with all the stuff I need for my settlements, but I'm almost my three settlements now in the new game, I've almost got them up to snuff. One of them's already S-class. I'm not going to get a smile this morning, okay. The guy with the addle and the dog. the throwing stick for the ball. They get out in the park and dog goes tearing ass down the length of the park, brings the ball back. Guy picks the ball up in the end of the stick and off it goes again. So I'm farming mold. I'm farming Sentinel interceptors. Every one of them is worth 20 million at least. If I can get a good high level one, it's worth 30, 40 million. Could pick up six or eight at a time. I'm allowed to have 12 ships. I have four active duty. So eight, I can have eight before I have to do something like cash them in. It's relatively straightforward. It's relatively cheap. Doesn't cost me anything. I need a few found parts to scrape the old memory out, put a new one in, but it's all stuff I can find right there with where the ships are. My first playthrough, I've got over 2 billion credits, units, and a quarter of a million of the nanite clusters. Because I didn't spend many. I didn't. I have been a lot less miserly on this playthrough. If I have the coin, if I have the materials, if I have the stuff, I do it. I make it. Whatever. Made a couple ships. I made a fighter to see if I can make a fighter that's better than my interceptor, because I had a good interceptor. I have a good interceptor. And it doesn't do the red flashy overlay quite as often. Or if it does, I've grown used to it and don't see it anymore. But it's a beast. I mean, if I get in a fight with a pirate, the pirate dies like 4 seconds, 5 seconds, it's dead. Which is good, because it was taking way too long for me to knock those bad boys out. Oh, well, look at this. I did it. 24 minutes. It's another long walk. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.